This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, very happy to be with you today. We love spending this time with you. You know that already. And we so enjoy talking with you, so we invite you to give us a call here live on Women of Grace Live. I've got the number for you. It's a toll-free number, and it's available to you if you're in North America. Here we go. It is 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. EWTN. Just pick up the phone, give us a call. Gotta tell you. Ryan Penny is manning those phones today, and he's there for you, waiting to hear from you. I'm eager to hear from you too. Whatever is going on in your life today is of concern to me, and we certainly do want to hear about it and pray with you or give you encouragement or just comment on what it is that's going on. So we do invite you to give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. We are also available to you out there on EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. That's EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Just get on out there to social media. You have an opportunity to put your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, words of encouragement right there. And it comes right up on the board because Jeff Burson, our producer, goes out there and grabs it and makes it happen. He's our social media maven. I want to share with you, yesterday I promised you something and I didn't fulfill my promise. And I felt so bad because we ran out of time. Boom, there we were. We were off the air. I wanted to tell you some exciting news. There's always something going on at Women of Grace. Always something going on at Women of Grace. And we're going to be in Fargo this coming weekend. I told you about that. I am so excited about that. We're going to be at Real Presence Radio. Beautiful opportunity for us to come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have a banquet and all kinds of delicious food and great conversation. And I'm going to give a little talk. So I invite you to check that out. You can go to Real Presence Radio's website and find out about it, yourcatholicradiostation.com, yourcatholicradiostation.com. So get on out there, take a look. Please come. Please join us. Please come up to me. Let's greet each other and put faces and together with names and all of that good stuff that happens when we have an opportunity to come together. So yourcatholicradiostation.com. All of the information is available for you there. Looking forward to seeing you in Fargo. I'm going to bundle up. I don't know what the temperature is, but I think that it's cooler than it is here. And it's pretty cool right here in Birmingham, Alabama today. So I'll be coming, dressed in my mukluks and everything else. So I'm looking forward to being with all of you there in Fargo this weekend. We've got Tennessee coming up too. Next weekend, February 23rd, we are going to be at the Women's Morning of Spirituality there in Memphis. I'm hoping to see you there as well. I am eager to be with you. It's going to be a beautiful day. The women have planned just, I think, such a beautiful talk title. All of the information for that event is on our website, womenofgrace.com, womenofgrace.com. I always invite you to get on out there to see where we're going to be, what we're up to, what we're doing, and to take advantage of all of the good resources that we have for you there. So this Women's Morning of Spirituality is going to be quite lovely. It's going to be held at the Catholic Church of the Incarnation on Bray Station Road in Collierville, Tennessee. The topic, Rejoice in Hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer. We're going to pray the rosary together. We're going to eat together. 7:15 is a continental breakfast. The day begins at 8:15. Celebration of Mass begins at 12:30. Everything should be over by 1:30, quarter to 2, maybe 2 o'clock-ish. I don't know, but it will be a beautiful, beautiful time together. So we invite you to take a look at that. And now, if we had a drum roll, I would do a drum roll for what I'm going to share with you about in this moment. I want to tell you that Women of Grace is going to be going on pilgrimage. Yes, we are. Woohoo! And I want to invite you to join us on this beautiful pilgrimage. We're going to be going to Lourdes. We're going to be going to Paris, and we're going to be be going to Lisieux. I cannot wait to go to these places. I was in Lourdes 2 years ago in 2017. It was part of a pilgrimage that we led for the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, and we ended up in Lourdes, and it was such an incredible moment. It was like Our Lady was preparing us all along the way for this great outpouring of grace that was going to come upon us in Lourdes. And this time we're starting off in Lourdes, then we're going to Paris, then we're going to Lisieux, and I'm very, very eager about it. And I'm excited to tell you that my husband, Jack Williams, is going to be coming. Yes. Oh, that puts such a big smile on my face. And, you know, we're going for a very specific intention in Lourdes, and I would ask for you to pray for that intention. But if you have a special intention that you want to take to Lourdes, you know, come and join us. Come and join us. It's just going to be quite lovely, and I'm so excited about it. Jack and I didn't get a honeymoon because my father was very sick. And at the time, and we really couldn't leave him. And so, you know, in my mind, I don't know if this is in Jack's mind, but in my mind, you know, this is sort of like, you know, a beautiful entrance into that moment that we didn't get to spend together after our wedding. So you can come on a quasi honeymoon with us. How's that? Oh, goodness sake. So I have to just fan myself a little bit, just getting all excited about this great opportunity. The information is available for you out there on our website, and you'll see it if you're scrolling on down. We're going to have more information up there. This was a quick plan trip, so, you know, it's coming up sooner than later. But all of the info is there. If you look under events, you're going to see it. We're going April the 12th, April the 12th. You click on that right there on the homepage, and it'll open up, and there's the whole itinerary for all of the days and what we're going to be doing. And I am so excited. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about this. I am so excited. Hope you will join us. It was beautiful the last time Women of Grace conducted a pilgrimage. Beautiful things happen. Many of you couldn't go with us, but you followed us on Facebook, and we were doing little clips the whole way. I'm hoping that we can do the very same thing this time, but it would be such an honor. Really and truly, such an honor to have you come with us. So I want to invite you for that. And that's the big news I wanted to share with you yesterday. I just didn't get around to it. And I apologize for that. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes, you know, I get very loquacious, which means talkative. I like to remind myself that it's okay, because Sister Mary Lois in first grade called me Little Miss Talking Machine. Sister didn't know that it was a word of knowledge, that it was a prophetic revelation, and I would be talking for the rest of my life and being an apostolate as a result of that talking. So all of that being said, please get out there, take a look at these events that are coming up. Please plan on joining us. I'm so looking forward to spending that time with you. I want to tell you about something else too. Last night was just a beautiful evening. If you're out there on EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, you can see me smiling because I'm beaming about last night. I met probably, I don't know how many young people were there. It was a Theology on Tap. And maybe there were 50, maybe there were 50 there, somewhere between 40 and 50, I would guess. And just to see the faith alive, just to see these young people coming together, because they love our Lord and they want to go deeper, just to have the opportunity for them to bring friends, to introduce them into the faith, if they're questioning it or if they have fallen away from it, just to have the opportunity to interact with them. I got to tell you, every time I go out and do an event, my faith is edified. I was thinking this morning in my time of prayer, you know, you need to proclaim the truth because you so need to hear it. So it was a beautiful coming together. And if any of you are listening this morning and you want to call in and talk about it, well, that would be just dandy. Inviting you to call us 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'm Johnette Williams. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. We're happy to be with you today. If you're just joining us, I'm going to give you the number so that you can join us here. How's that? We would love to have you on the air with us. Let me give you that number. It is toll free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 888-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having holy conversation with you. We do. Your questions, comments, insights, inspiration is also very important to us. We invite you to also join us out there in social media land. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is available for you. And all you need to do is to get on out there, use the chat feature. Jeff Burson will be certain to get your comment or your question up on the board for me so we can approach that. Ryan Penny's happy to take your questions over the phone, and he types away and it comes up on my board here and we can get to that too. All kinds of good stuff happening. So anyway, I wanted to share something else with you because my producer just confirmed that we will have a guest on our program tomorrow on Valentine's Day, and it will be Mr. Jack Williams, my husband. He accepted his wife's invitation. Isn't that nice? All right, let's go to Jane. She's calling us from Mississippi today and we're eager to hear what she has to say. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. What about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
This is a very hard question to ask, and I did not want to do it on the radio. How do you forgive yourself for letting other people hurt you when you've let go of what they did, but you can't forgive yourself for letting it happen? And because of that, I left the church. It's been several years.
Oh, sweetie. Let me ask you this question, Jane. And if it's too personal, you don't have to answer it, all right? But, you know, was it something that happened within the context of the church that hurt you so badly?
Sort of.
Okay. Go ahead.
Of something that happened, they just came and took over, and there was 10 or 15 people telling me what to do, and I'm a wimp, and they just ran over me and took things I wanted, and just a lot of stuff happened, and there were a lot of bad feelings.
Yeah.
Jane, I can't forgive myself for letting them do what they did.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about this, sweetheart. First of all, I'm very sorry you endured such a situation, and I want to say that it's unfortunate that this is not uncommon. This is a common occurrence. And, we strive so hard, so frequently to, be of service to the church. And sometimes, we get confused and we enter into a position of control. And it seems as though that's what happened to you. These individuals who may have been well-intentioned, permitted their own motivations to ride herd over them, and they then rode herd over you. And this can be a great suffering. I do want to make a suggestion to you, darling. And my suggestion is this, that you prayerfully consider not removing yourself from the sacraments that our Lord would have you enjoy. I want to mention that to you because in that way, what might have come from, a fallen part of the nature of these individuals, will be, taken by Satan and used in a way against you to deprive you of what we all most need and what you most need. And that is communion with our Lord. That is the reception of the sacraments, reconciliation, the reception of the sacraments of Eucharist and the attendance at Mass. So I want to say that because, see, Satan will triumph in this and he will level the ultimate injury to you. And we don't want to let him do that, right? So let's talk about this wound and how. Let's talk about this wound and let's talk about forgiveness and let's try to appropriate this. So first of all, how do you forgive yourself? And this concept of forgiving ourselves is one that's very common, when we're looking for emotional healing and looking for, psychological healing. And forgiveness, I'm not quite certain that we can forgive ourselves in a true sense of forgiveness, because forgiveness is something that is offered to us from another, right? Forgiveness comes to us by way of God. What we can do is to take that forgiveness that God offers us and begin to appropriate it to those areas of our heart that need to be healed. Okay. So, the Sacrament of Reconciliation, I want to go back to the sacrament for just a minute, Jane. The Sacrament of Reconciliation is a healing sacrament. It's not just about, you know, being forgiven for the sins that we commit, but it's also about experiencing the healing grace of God in those areas of our heart that have been wounded and afflicted by the actions of others against us. So that's a part of the sacrament that I don't think that we think about often enough, nor do we appropriate and take advantage of often enough. So now, did you commit a sin when you let these people, push you around? Did you commit a sin there? I'm not sure that you committed a sin there. So you really don't need even really to confess that as a sin. Why don't I think it's a sin? You see, when you talk about forgiveness, we're talking about forgiving something for a fault. I'm not sure that this is a fault. I'm thinking that there's a wound. You identify yourself as being a wimp. You say that, I'm a wimp. Okay, that's a negative comment to make about ourselves. But my question to you is, well, why do you say that and what makes you a wimp? Typically, if we're not able to stand with confidence in our own person, and God wants us to be able to do that because we're made in his image and likeness, and we are good. We are good. There's times when we don't act good. There's times when we don't act holy. But God made us in his image and likeness, and the absolute truth about ourselves is that he made us out of love. So we are worthy of love. It's usually wounds of the heart, afflictions that have happened by way in which we've been treated in the past, that corrupt that notion of who we truly are. And we often act out of that corrupted notion as opposed to having confidence in our personhood, that we are good, that we're created in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, we are lovable and we deserve respect. And so you were disrespected in this situation, but I have a feeling, Jane, this isn't the first time this has happened, where you have been disrespected. And maybe your response to this situation came from a way of behavior that's been a pattern because something happened a while ago that caused you to have a false perception of who you truly are. And you acted out of that false perception. So forgiveness, you don't need forgiveness for a sin. This isn't a sin. This is a wound. What you need is healing, honey. What you need is healing. And God wants to heal you. And I want to tell you, you said it was hard for you to ask this question on the air. And I want to tell you that I am so proud of you, so absolutely proud of you, that you asked the question. Because acknowledgement of a need is the first step of getting healed. You're welcome. Acknowledgement of a need is the first step of gaining healing. And you've taken that step today. And the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, are ecstatic right now. Because now they can begin to work in this area of your heart that maybe you've even hidden from yourself. And they want to take all of the tears that you've shed over this event and any other situation or circumstance that's ever existed. They want to take all of that suffering now, and they want to work it to a great good. And the good that they want to work it toward is your healing. And so this moment is a beautiful moment. It is a moment that is charged with the presence of God. And I think that what would be a very good next step would for you to simply say, yes, Lord, I want to be healed. Come into that area of my heart where this wound is lodged and begin a process of restoration, begin a process of healing. Allow yourself to cry, allow yourself to mourn the sorrow that you felt, allow yourself to, acknowledge the pain through tears. And that is a very, very beautiful thing. We're not pitying ourselves. We're not remaining in self-pity. We're simply saying, this happened. It was horrible. Nobody should experience this kind of mistreatment. I experienced it, and it hurts badly, and I admit that I was hurt. The next step then is to invite Jesus into that wound. For you to say, but I don't want to remain here. And I don't want to act out of this anymore. And I don't want to permit myself to be disrespected anymore. And for this, I need the presence of God. Jesus, come into this wound in my heart and begin to restore what the locusts have eaten. That's a good thing to pray, because it comes from scripture, Joel 2, verse 2, or chapter 2, verse 25. And the prophet speaks the word of God, and God says, I will restore what the locusts have eaten. And have faith and confidence that step by step, God's going to take you. Then, Jane, I would ask you to reconsider your relationship with the church right now. Maybe not go back to that church, I don't know. But go to a church, a Catholic church, and get to the sacrament of reconciliation and say, Father, I come before you in this moment. I've been away from the faith for however long it's been. And I'm away from the faith because I was treated so poorly. And this wound in my heart is very deep and it's very great. And I need healing. And I want to be reunited with the church that our Lord founded. And I want to come into the fullness of grace that he desires for me to receive through the sacraments. So Father, help me. Help me to do this in this moment. I come to you seeking the healing love of Jesus. Jane, my goodness, what God wants to do in you and through you, baby, is just tremendous. Okay?
Thank you so much. I listened to it on the radio. I mean, because I don't have a TV on much, but I listen to the radio a lot. You do WPN radio.
Yes, I'm so glad. Well, you know what, sweetheart? It shows me something. It shows me that maybe your presence hasn't been at church, but the church has never left you. Because the church is the mystical body of Jesus Christ, and he never leaves the children that he loves, right? He's always with us. And so the fact that you've been listening to EWTN radio tells me that, you know, your desire is very real and it's very alive in you. And I would act upon that, Jane. Because God does want to heal you and he does want to restore you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Want to say a little...
That's just lightning. Go ahead.
Want to say a little prayer together?
Please.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, good. Well, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, Father God, we lift your daughter Jane up to you in this moment. Father, I am so grateful for this day. I am so grateful for the grace that you're working. I am so grateful and stand in thanksgiving and praise of all that you have done to bring Jane to this point and all that you have yet to do. This moment marks a very important time in her life, Lord. It is the time in which she leaves the past in the past and begins a brand new future in you. And so I ask, Father God, that you would respond, and that Jesus, you would make your way into this wound in Jane's heart, that you would pitch a tent there, Lord, and you would abide there. And in the holy reality of your presence in her, in this location, that healing would come, release would come, that the bonds of captivity would be released, that any fetters that have held her chained to this event would be broken in you, through you, by you. I ask that the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Lady would begin a new moment in her. The Holy Spirit, by his power and might, our Blessed Lady, by her maternal beatitude and intercession, to knit together these gaping holes in the heart of your daughter, to stitch them together with cords of love, that they might become strong and resilient, and that she, in the place where she was weak, might be made strong. I ask, Father, that you would give her the capacity to say yes and give fiat to coming back into full communion with your church. And I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would enlighten her steps, and you, Mary, our mother, would speak a word into her heart about which church to go to, that she would find there a receptive and holy priest who has a charism for healing the wounds of the heart, who would take her into his own paternal charism and would begin with her this reconstitution of her life in Christ Jesus. We offer this prayer to you, Father God, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and always, always with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Oh, Jane, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy. And I just pray that you make haste and that God makes haste to help you make haste. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll be praying for you, especially tonight before our Lord. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, friends, it is true. We're going to go to our next caller. I want to give you that number again, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live. These wounds of the heart, you see, I think that we're in this beautiful moment here. I think that we're in this beautiful moment where we have an opportunity to experience a tremendous outpouring of God's grace. And what is happening right now is that this is being affected through the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Lady. And so I want to encourage you, if there's areas of your own life that have been scathed by the way in which you've been treated by others, maybe even wounds of the heart that you've held on to, or maybe even wounds of the heart that you think have been healed, except that your actions say something's the matter here and I don't quite know what it is. It could be rooted in that. This is a great opportunity to seek healing, a great opportunity, a great time, a great moment to seek that healing that we need. All right, we're going to go to Theodora. She is with us in Rockville, Maryland. How are you, Theodora?
Oh, doing great. You're awesome, Janet.
No, God is awesome. He's wonderful,
yes.
Our God.
And you are the best, you know, really, in general, the AWT and the best for our evangelizing all over the world.
Well, Theodora, I think you give me way too much credit. Everybody here does an absolutely great job. And I'll tell you what, baby, you hear that music. So I'm going to ask you to hold, Theodora, and we're going to come right back to you, okay? So you hang on. Everybody else, hang on. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can be with us. Woohoo! Coming back after the break. More to come. Let's see what God has in mind. Stay with us.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. We're eager to hear from you today. Let me give you that number. It is 833-288-EWTN. It's toll free for you right here in North America, 833-288-EWTN. Also available for you out there on EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. You can see us there, and you can also get your questions up to us that way. I want to let you know you can text us. Text EWTN to 55000. EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put your name in there, where you're calling from, what your question is. Send it on off to us, and we will get it that way too. And if you're outside of North America, we've got a number for you. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. Just mentioned to you that at the beginning of the program there that we're going on pilgrimage April the 12th. I'm so excited about it. Jack and I are going to be taking a pilgrimage, and we want you to join us there. We'll be working it, so to speak, and in that we will give you some talks and things like that. All of the information is available for you out there on our website. Just get out to womenofgrace.com and see all about it. We're going to Lourdes, we're going to Paris, we're going to Lisieux. It's going to be a beautiful opportunity to come together, and I can't even express to you how excited I am about this. So please join us if you can. We would love to have you come with us. Indeed. All right, we're going back to Theodora. She's on hold here, so I don't know what we're doing there, but we're going to come back to her in just a moment. In the meantime, let's go on to Marceline. She's in Hartford, Connecticut. EWTN app is the way that she's with us. Hi, Marceline.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So tell me a little bit about what's going on with you.
Well, I was just listening. I was in a car accident this morning, so I should actually be at work.
Oh, dear.
You know, Yeah, everything's fine. There was some snow, as I'm sure you're aware, so everything was slushy, and I slid off the road, and I've got a huge... So, you know, I was listening to EWTN on the way home with my, you know, the repair shop kind of zip-tied my car back together so I could make it home. And anyway, I heard your other caller, and, you know, she was talking about, you know, well, you were saying to her, you were talking about, like, the wounds that you sustain from... You know, when you're young, sometimes can infiltrate your self-identity. And I've actually struggled with the same thing my whole life. Actually, it's become a little bit more strong lately. I'm a convert to the faith, and so I'm very confident, you know, that Jesus has come in and transformed my life. But there are still certain areas that I struggle with. And right now, so basically, I come from a background of emotional, physical, and sexual abuse, and you know, it took me years and years to realize this, but unfortunately, I think I've carried around a lot of anger, and even though I've forgiven my parents, I can't stop feeling angry, and this anger has kind of spilled over to where I am unduly angry at everyone around me sometimes when I know it's not their fault. And when people, you know, when something bad happens, because everybody is fallible, like you said, you know, when people inevitably let me down or don't treat me well, it's kind of like this, I told you so thing that happens in my mind, you know, like, you know, this is how you're always going to be treated your whole life. This is a curse that follows you. And it just makes me, it's also just making me not want to be nice to people and just because like, well, they're going to treat me badly anyway is kind of the thing that kind of goes through my mind. And so I just kind of wanted to share that with the program today.
Marceline, you know, honey, let me just tell you that I am so sorry that you've experienced this. I am so, so very sorry that this has happened to you. And I'm so sorry that this has been a lifelong issue for you. But I think that we can talk about this and maybe I can give you some guidance and a little bit of help along the way here. We sometimes have a false notion of what forgiveness is. And forgiveness, it does not mean that everything is suddenly okay. It doesn't. But what forgiveness really is, you know, it is the extension of mercy to another, even though their actions may not say that they deserve, air quotes, deserve mercy. We don't deserve mercy from God either, but nonetheless, God desires that we experience his mercy and his grace because he loves us so much. So when we forgive another, in a certain sense, we're operating out of the forgiveness of God as opposed to the forgiveness of ourselves, our capacity to forgive. Our capacity to forgive is, you know, our capacity to forgive is very limited. And I have a definition that I like for forgiveness. And forgiveness is not a matter of feeling or emotion. It's a decision. And it's a decision that's prompted by grace. Now get this last part, that sets us free from the consequences of sin. So when we forgive someone, it's a decision that we make. It's prompted by grace. It's coming from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which means that the Holy Spirit is inhabiting that effort. So it's God's forgiveness that we're extending. Forgiveness is a decision prompted by grace. And what is the result of it? It sets us free from the consequences of the sins that have been committed against us. So we forgive. We release the other person when we forgive, but we also are releasing ourselves. We're making a decision to be released. Now, it oftentimes, Marceline, takes a long time for the emotion, our emotion, to catch up with the decision that we've made. So when we feel the stab of that pain again, we go back to the action that we performed and we remake the decision. And, you know, I've had to live this whole concept of forgiveness in my own life from the time that I was a child. And I have found that, you know, when we receive a wound When we experience an egregious action against our person, it affects us on multi levels. It's not just one area that it affects. It affects everything. It's a pervasive kind of reality. And so when God sees that we truly want to forgive, he will take us through a process. Remember in sacred scripture that Jesus says, you know, Peter says, well, Lord, how often must I forgive? Seven times 70. And the Lord says, no, seven times must I forgive seven times? And Jesus says, no, 70 times, seven times. What is he saying? Remember that seven is the number of perfection. So Peter thinks he's doing a really big thing here. Oh, do I forgive seven times? Like, that's perfect. Jesus says, no, 70 times, 70 times, 70 times, 7 times, meaning that we forgive to infinity. Every single time the Holy Spirit reveals to us another way in which we have experienced a scathing because of this sin, and another effect of this sin against us, we forgive again. Every time you sense that you're acting out of that wound, you forgive again. Now, I think you're a very, very intuitive person. And the reason why I think that, I mean, intuitive in the good sense, that the Holy Spirit is at work at you and you are receiving what the Holy Spirit is doing. The reason why I say that is because you recognize that you are acting sometimes out of that wound. And you recognize also that you see yourself through that wound. That already is grace in action, sweetheart. That already is grace in action, because a wound of the heart does exactly that. A wound of the heart distorts the way in which we see the world. And for those of you that are out there on YouTube and Facebook, you can see I've got my fingers knit together, and I'm holding those knitted fingers together over my eyes. I do not see clearly now. So you can do that, Marceline. You can take your fingers and knit them together with a little gap in between, and you'll see that you can't see clearly. There are certain things that are blocked out, and that which you can see can be rather distorted. Some you see clearly, some's distorted, some you can't see at all. That's what a wound of the heart does. It blocks our perception. We see the world through that wound, so we see everything in a distorted fashion. So you see yourself in a distorted fashion. You see the actions of others in a distorted fashion. You see your future in a distorted fashion. That's the effect of the wound. All right. That's one effect of the wound. The other effect is that we then act out of that distorted perception. So there's the perception. Then there is the effect of that perception, which causes us to act out of this distorted view of who we are, who others are, who God is, what the world's all about, and my place in that world. And that's the effect of the wound. Once we know that, you see, we continue to forgive each time we're made aware of this, but we then also have another decision to make. We have a choice to make. Am I going to act out of that wound, or am I not? So let me give you an example. Let's suppose you've got this wound on your heart. You say that it makes you not want to be nice to people because you're afraid that they're going to hurt you. That is classic thinking that comes from a wound of the heart. Classic. So what you do is you reject them before they reject you. So you sabotage a relationship because you're afraid they're going to hurt you. Well, now that you know that, you have a decision to make. You have a choice. Am I going to act that way, or am I not? Am I going to risk taking them in and believing the best, or am I going to choose to thwart this relationship, you know, at the beginning? And if I am right and they do hurt me, okay, or if I misjudge them, well, I've learned something from this. And what I've learned is I'm still willing to take the risk, and it's their problem, not my problem, if they mistreat me. You see what I'm saying? So, so when, and this is our cooperation with grace, Marceline. This is our cooperation with grace. So I'm going to recommend to you what I recommended to Jane. I would take this to the sacrament of reconciliation. I would tell Father, not because you've committed a sin. The sin was committed against you. But the sacrament is not just about the forgiveness of sin. It's also about healing and restoration. So you can go to the sacrament and say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I treated people miserably this week, three times. I was not kind to people three times, but the Holy Spirit has prevailed upon me, and I understand why it is that I acted that way. I acted that way because of a wound in the heart. And so I'm coming to you. I want to be forgiven for a lack of charity to the extent that I'm culpable, but I'm asking for the grace of God, for the healing graces of the sacrament, to enter into that wound and begin this process of healing that I might be set free. Then you know that because of the efficacy of the sacrament, that grace is there. And every time you're tempted to act poorly towards someone, and this is going to take practice because it might be an immediate response. So it's going to take practice. But you say, okay, so I'm tempted to act poorly here. I know it's coming from the wound of the heart. I received the sacrament. The grace is there. I'm going to act counter to the way in which I would have acted. And I'm going to say something nice. If the first word out of your mouth should be something that's not nice, stop yourself. Act of humility. Say to the person, I'm sorry, that came across crossly, and you know, I apologize for that. Let me rephrase. And you stop yourself in the moment. Oh my gosh, grace pours down upon you. Healing grace is pour down upon you. And you begin to make progress one step at a time. Now I'm going to tell you, it can be a lifelong process, but you will make advances. And you will have the glorious opportunity to see, interiorly see, and to experience in your soul the release of those bonds of that sin that have held you captive. I promise you it will be the case. I go into a whole lot more detail on this, Marceline, in a book that I wrote called Experience Grace in Abundance, 10 Strategies for Your Spiritual Life, which would be a good book for you anyway because you're a convert. But there's two chapters in there that have to do with forgiving. And then the next chapter has to do with asking for forgiveness. They would be good for you to read.
Can you tell me the name of that? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the name of that book again?
It's Experience Grace. Experience Grace in Abundance.
Mm-hmm.
10 Strategies for Your Spiritual Life.
Experience Grace and Abundance. Great. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And EWTN's Religious Catalog has it. So you can go out to the website and you can purchase it there. But I think that you will benefit greatly. And I'm quite happy, if you call back in the future, you hit a stumbling block or you have another question, you call back and I'll walk you through it. I'd be happy to spiritually companion you this through the airwaves here, because here's a newsflash. We all need to forgive, because we've all been scathed by the sins of others. So it's a very fruitful conversation.
Thank you so, so, so much.
You're welcome, honey. You are welcome. This is a good day for you. The Holy Spirit is alive and functioning in you. Our Blessed Lady's maternal beatitude is there for you. And this is the beginning of a new day, a new moment in your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what. Oh, gee. Don't you just sense the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Lady at work today? I do. They're just about this great, marvelous opportunity for us to experience the abundant life of Jesus and to be set free, to be set free. And this is the way it goes. There's just so, we're just underneath, I think, an incredible dispensation of mercy today. And it's being affected by Our Lady and the Holy Spirit. And there's so much they want to do in us, so much they want to do through us. And just give fiat, just say yes. And yes, it's not full enough. Fiat's too big for the word yes, but give fiat. Ask, this is what you do. You ask Our Lady to take your little fiat into her fiat, and worlds open up. They truly do. Let's go to Sarah. She's calling us from Augusta, Georgia today. St. Paul Radio is the way. She's with us. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Wow. First, let me just say that I'm moving from South Carolina to New Orleans.
Oh,
and
okay.
My trip got delayed several times, and I said, there's a reason for this. I'm not sure what it is, and I truly believe that this is why, because I was supposed to be here at this moment, hearing everything you had to say, and being here by the grace of God. I know this now for sure. I'll briefly, let me try to make it as brief as possible. Lots has happened to me over the last, I'm 55, over the last 55 years. But in the last few years, I have had, some would say, the worst luck of anybody they've ever known. I have tried to look at it as blessings. I've prayed for and thanked God for every bad thing. I've been homeless. My son went off to college. I'm very proud of him. He went to the Citadel. I was a single mom. And every terrible thing that can happen to me has happened to me even since that great moment. Mm-hmm. But it's truly been an act of grace by God that I've drawn closer to him through the last couple of years, and made it through. I've learned forgiveness and to be humble. And when I would be at a moment, I was living in my van and I would snap at somebody. I would go back and I would tell them I'm sorry. And I felt like that even though people might say it's bad luck, I thought there was a great blessing to be had, even though I taught my son, don't ever do anything for what you're going to receive. You do it anyway, even if you receive nothing. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, a man approached me out of nowhere. I had stopped to look at a travel trailer, living in my van and just dreaming, and I stopped to look at it. It's the second time I'd been there. And I met the son the first time and then his father the second time. Okay. And he looked at me and he said, I need to talk to you. And he set me down and he said, I need to tell you that you have been cursed. He went through my life of the last few years, like point after point after point. It was in detail, there's nothing he could have known, no way he could have known anything. Told me I was cursed and told me why. He said someone had cursed me by cutting a chicken through blood and told me that he could help me through this, but it would cost me money, of course, of which I didn't have.
Okay.
So I just said, I'll pray about it. Can I believe in this since I believe in God? And, he said to me, I believe in God. I mean, how can this happen? And he said, you can believe in God, but evil still exists and someone has done this to you and you have to get this broken.
Okay, Sarah. So let me just respond because we're going to run close to the end of the show here. And I do want to respond to this. Curses are real. Curses do happen. There are ill effects from curses. So let's just put that on the table. Whether or not you've been cursed or not and how this man knew all that, I don't know. I would have my suspicions, though. First of all, the fact that he was able to go through your entire history and to tell you things very poignantly, that apply to your life indicates to me that he obviously is communicating with a spirit. The question is, which spirit? Which spirit is it? I tend to think that it wouldn't be a spirit that we would want to consort with. And the reason why I say that is because the Holy Spirit comes in love and comes in charity. And if somebody was giving a word of knowledge there, that person would be acting out of love and they would be acting out of charity. This gentleman was acting out of mammon. He was acting out of wanting money to tell you more. So and that's a way of roping us in and making us in bondage to the spirit that is communicating information to him. So I would lay that to the side. Okay. I would absolutely lay that to the side. I would not immediately rush to the idea that you were cursed, even though curses do exist. It's a possibility, but I wouldn't rush there. What I think is wonderful, is the sacrament of reconciliation. I've been talking about it all day today, it seems. But the sacrament of reconciliation, exorcists say that one good confession is worth 100 exorcisms. So I would take this to the sacrament. I would share it with Father that you've had this experience, and let him, give you some guidance and counseling and you make you didn't commit a sin here, but nonetheless, you bring your sins with you, and confess those as well. But for this particular instance, that sacrament, is if you were cursed, will probably take care of it, right? The other thing that I wanted to say about this is that spirits pull. So if in fact there was something that was there, that spirit of whatever curse might have been there would have telecommunicated to any spirit that this gentleman would have been operating out of, and they would have pulled forces. And so as a result of that, it to me, it sounds like it was pretty much of a setup. But at any rate, I wish that I could talk more about this with you. But I've got to go because we're down to the end. And Diane, I didn't get to you, but I want to hear about you, about this moment you had in prayer, Diane. So please call back tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow, call back. So it's been great being with all of you. Tomorrow, my husband, Jack Williams, on the program. It is Valentine's Day. It just seems appropriate. We're looking forward to being with you. Get out to our website. Check out that pilgrimage. I'm hoping you can come with us. Oh, my goodness. It'll be a great time in the Lord, a great day in the Lord, great blessings from the Lord. Until we're together again, wishing you a beautiful, holy, blessed day. Remember, ask the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Lady to lead you and guide you in all things. They're going to take you directly to our Lord Jesus Christ. Until we're together again, God bless you now. Bye-bye.